USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Salt Lake City police have found the body of 23-year-old college student Mackenzie Lewick in Logan Canyon, which is about 80 miles north of the city of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown has a message for the community.
I am here to ask you, to implore you, to remain respectful. The tight-knit nature of this community is what helped us close this case so quickly.
A local expert says yesterday's earthquake in Southern California is a good reminder for people to be prepared in the event of another quake occurring. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake that occurred near the city of Ridgecrest was the largest to hit the region in over 20 years. Glenn Pomeroy with the nonprofit California Earthquake Authority says the worst may not be over yet.
There's no crystal ball in terms of predicting exactly when the next big earthquake will come or exactly where it will occur.
Pomeroy also says it's a good time to put together that earthquake emergency kit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he's considering an executive order to make sure a citizenship question is included in the 2020 census. Now, regarding a citizenship question even being on the U.S. Census, Carrie Severino, chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network, tells Fox News.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used. They're saying, let's add this to the shorter form. We need to know this to be able to know how to apportion all of our government services, because we need to know where our citizens actually are. So rather than just asking it on a subset of the surveys the census does, they wanted to add it back to the full census.
The man accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault is abruptly dropping his lawsuit against the actor. The lawyer for the man gave no reason as to why the lawsuit was dropped. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're planning on grilling out over the 4th of July holiday, there's always some safety tips you should remember. Family physician Dr. Jennifer Caudill joins Fox News and shares a few things you need to remember when grilling out to keep you and your family safe.
When you have a charcoal or a propane grill, you really want to only use this outdoors. Keep it really far away from your home deck or branches, and children and pets as well, 3 feet away. Keep that grill clean. You want to make sure you get the fat and the grease off of it.
The doctor also reminds us regarding those perishable food items.
Salads and things that need to be refrigerated. Yeah. We always say keep foods that are supposed to be cold, cold, and hot, hot.
Yeah.
Be very safe. Don't leave things sitting out all day long.
For 61 years, with the exception of one because of wildfires, NASCAR has celebrated Independence Day by racing on or near Daytona International Speedway. Now, that tradition comes to an end after Saturday night's race. Starting next year, NASCAR will add some spice to the Cup Series playoffs by adding Daytona as a race that will be the regular season finale. That's starting in August of 2020. Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 car, was asked if he associates Daytona with the July 4th holiday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love July 4th. I think the fireworks show at Daytona is always awesome. Anytime you can get there and have a little fun, it's a cool place to do it at. A lot of memories at Daytona, too. Firecracker 400 was always cool, and that was Cracker Barrel for a while, wasn't it?
Dillon was speaking there to the Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.